Hello everybody, you're listening to Content Creators Club. Today, I would like to talk to you about the emotions chart. Let's look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 15 to 16. I read, "And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubled thee. Lest our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hands, and thou shalt be well." Praise the Lord. Now let's also read 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. I'm reading from the King James Version. "And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp, and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Praise the Lord. In those portions of the scripture I read, we see that Saul had a problem. He was being tormented by an evil spirit, and he sought out an entertainer, someone who could cunningly play the harp. Someone who was a good harp player. And when that person played, so that the evil spirits will leave him, he wanted a reaction. He wanted a change. He wanted something to take place when that person entertained him, or when that person provided his content to him. You know, that is what he wanted, and that is what he sought, and that is what he got. You know, when you create content, you have to consider the emotional aspects of what is happening in the person. You have to have an emotional chart. What is the content you are delivering, creating in that person on an emotional level? What emotions are you inspiring or invoking in the person? In this case, when David ministered, his ministration, his playing the harp, he's using his gifts, he's creating contents, made those who benefited from his contents. It made his audience, and his primary audience in this case being the king, it made the evil spirits depart from him. You know, this is something that you must understand. It was not like it was gospel music that David was playing. It was just instrumental. It was not a matter of a style of ministration, and it was not a matter of casting out devils. But that shows the power of music, and it also says a lot for David's skill. David could play the harp that good, that it could suit the beast. You know, it could make the devil depart from Saul, at least for a while, for the period in which the music was being played, and for some portions after, obviously, and then later it might come again, and then David will need to play again, you know. So that is something that you should keep in mind. You can also look at it and understand it this way. Someone can be feeling sorrowful, someone can be feeling down, someone can be feeling depressed, but when David came to play his harp, what emotional reaction did it bring? It took away the depression. It chased away the depression. It chased away the sadness. The content that David was creating with his talents was creating an emotional peace and joy within that person. Today I'm talking to you about an emotional chart. You have to be conscious about what particular emotions the content you are creating is generating in people. You know, a lot of people have destroyed this world and the entertainment industry because they are not mindful of the emotional shots and the long-run outcome to continued exposure to what they are putting out. A lot of people have said that sex sells, you know, and that is their marketing strategy, sex sells. So you can see music videos that they put a lot of half-naked women dancing and shaking their bodies from morning to night, and that is just all that is there. Now, when people see these things, they are aroused sexually, they are put in a position where they now start thinking of women in a certain way. They now end up redefining beauty. You know, there was a time when people knew the difference between beautiful and sexy. Sexy is different from beautiful, but because of prolonged exposure to the kind of content that has been put out by creators and content artists, content creators in the entertainment industry, with magazines, with movies, with music, people now do not know that there is a distinction. Something that is sexy is something that arouses sexual desire, but something that is beautiful is something that is beautiful. There are two different things, you know. Now we live in a day where women think that for them to be beautiful, they have to be sexy. That is something different. You see, those two things have nothing to do with each other. Even though anyone who is beautiful can look sexy if they want, but you see, it is leaning in the direction of having the purpose of arousing sexual desire in those who are looking. You know, that is what sexy is about. But beautiful is beautiful. It is different. You know, let us put it this way. A child, a baby can be beautiful, but if you look at a child, a 5-year-old girl, and think she is sexy, there is something wrong with you. You begin to understand what I'm saying. And, you know, these two things are very different. We are now even seeing people use phrases like, a car is sexy. How can a car be sexy? It does not arouse anything in you. You know, it's a car. And that is showing a replacement of the word beautiful with the word sexy. That must stop. And you see, it is because of this prolonged exposure to the kind of content that people put out. They do not think about the outcome. Now, a lot of people are complaining about men and how men are so predisposed to think of women from a sexual point of view. Well, that is because for years they have been putting out content that this is all what women have to offer. So men do not look at women's brains or concern themselves with women's intelligence or other things that are outside of the things that are in the neighborhood of sexy, thanks to prolonged exposure to the content that has been created and generated for years that people have now grown up on. The way men treat women and see women in this generation is completely different from the way they used to treat women and see women in previous generations. You know, men could marry women based on their intelligence and based on, in some cases, their parentage, their heritage, you know, their bloodline and things of that nature. But now, how a woman looks is a big part of every woman, thanks to the kind of contents that people put out, and they do not care about what is happening emotionally. What are the emotional reactions and outcomes you are creating in those who are participating or receiving the contents that you are creating, generating, and distributing? You know, the emotional shot is something that you should keep in mind. You must know that when you are an artist, whether you are an actor, you create music, you create videos, whatever you do, you must understand that you have to imagine yourself as someone who the audience has given you their hearts and their mind, and they tell you, do what you want with it, you know. However, you must keep in mind that even though you can do whatever you want with their hearts and mind, as they have given you their attention, as they have said, okay, entertain me, they can take it back from you at any moment. You know, so what you do with your heart, with their heart and mind, is up to you. A lot of people have abused that and has used that opportunity to pour junk and garbage into the hearts and minds of people who have come to them for entertainment, who has come to them for content. You know, so do not pour the wrong content into people. Do not create the wrong content. Consider the emotional response, what is happening in the hearts, What emotions are you triggering in the people throughout your delivery of the content that you have created? Like in the scripture I read, King Saul sat down for David to provide content. He gave him his attention. He gave him, in fact, his heart and his mind. I'm submitting this to you. Minister to me in a way that it will chase away the evil spirits. He had that goal in mind. Now, some people are not so interested in any other goal but entertainment. They just want entertainment. So they give you their hearts and their minds. And they are like, okay, entertain me. You know, it is up to you to not abuse that. And rather than putting junk and putting things that will evoke the wrong emotional response within them, that it will evoke the right and the best strategic feelings within them that would actually help them, build them, and make them better people. You know, all they are doing basically is that, let us say you are a comedian, or you are an actor, or you're a movie director. You've gotten people into your cinema. When those people go into that room, that dark room, and sit down and listen, that is an opportunity for you to educate them, to entertain them, for you to talk to them. And whether you like it or not, you are doing all these things. So you have to be conscious of it and make sure that what you are passing across is actually edifying and useful to them in their life as a whole, not just entertaining. Because if you create art for the purpose of it being entertaining, there is also other things that are being done. But since you are not conscious of that or planning for that, any and anything could happen in those areas. If you create art for the purpose of entertainment, it has some educational value, whether you like it or not. Now, that educational value could be positive or negative, but if you never thought about it, it might end up being negative. You know, everything in this life is, in a great many cases, more than what the eyes can see, you know. So you must keep that in mind, all the different things that are happening in the people's minds. And this will even help you create better art, because now you can now make a movie and know that at this point I'm trying to evoke the feeling of happiness with this scene. Now I'm trying to evoke the feeling of sadness. I want the people to feel sad for the character. Now I want the people to rejoice with the character. So in addition to the story and the plot line, you are now on a different level. And this is what keeps people at the edge of their seats, when you are conscious of the emotions that you are taking them through. So you can now plot an emotions chart or an emotions graph of how their emotions are going to be changing during each scene. What do you want this scene to communicate? What will it lead to? What is it going to lead to? So you can know that if you want to create a rising arc of suspense, you can do that with each progressive scene. Everything you are doing is planned. This is why some movies end up having a lot of more people more interested in seeing the movie and unable to leave the movie theater or get distracted because of how glued to their seats they are, you know, because of the emotions that you are actually evoking in that person, because you have actually planned it. You know that this and this and this, this is what this person will feel at this point, and you will change the scenes and the plots and the storylines in a way that it moves in accordance with the emotions that will leave that person strongly entertained, informed, and educated. You must also remember that Every content you create must give glory to God. You must shine your light. You must let it point to God. You must understand that your purpose on earth is to lead men to Christ. That is why you are here on earth. Otherwise, God would have just taken you to heaven after he gave your life to Christ. And that is interesting, because if that was the case, you probably would never have even heard the gospel, because God would have taken the person who would have preached to you to heaven also, you know. So it is important that you understand that. Let your heart glorify God. Let your heart be for God. Create content that is wise. Create content that has a positive emotional shot that will edify the saints, that will glorify God, and that is great. So that is it for today. If you are listening to this broadcast and you have not given your life to Christ, I would like you to say this prayer after me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus, and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he came, died, and rose from the dead to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. If you just prayed that prayer, I rejoice with you. I give God praise for you. You have just become a born-again believer in Christ. Congratulations. Welcome into the family of God. I would like you also to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I would like you to pray this prayer with me, so that you will ask God to give you his gift of his precious Holy Spirit. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you will freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask, according to Luke 11:13. I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me, and as I've asked, I've also received by faith. I thank you, Father, for your precious gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just say that prayer, I rejoice with you, I celebrate with you. You've received the Holy Spirit in addition to being a born-again believer in Christ. I suggest you go to pastoralfred.com. There are a lot of free resources there that will help you with your walk with God. There are also a lot of broadcasts like this and a lot of broadcasts on a variety of different topics that will be a blessing to you. Once again, thank you and God bless you. Thank you.